Well, good morning. Welcome back from holidays. I know that people have been around not many people have been around, but lots of people have been away. So it's good to actually be back and see everybody. And great to see some visitors as well. And I know that there are some people here because they heard Christian music being played in the bandstand. And that's great. So welcome. And what was more bizarre is that I got chatting to a couple who come from Devon, and we just got chatting, and they said, "Oh yes, we met your mother-in-law last week." How bizarre was that? Just a random thing. But I know my mother-in-law is famous, but I mean that's ridiculous. But anyway, great to see you. And yeah, so for those of you that weren't here last week, Danny preached a cooker, a stormer of a preach in our discipleship series. So we're going to be doing several weeks of looking and exploring about what discipleship is, and not just the concepts of what discipleship is, but also how to press into to be a disciple of Jesus, but how we can also support and be accountable and be in a discipleship relationship with other people in the church as well. Jesus says that his church should be a church that goes to make disciples, not just converts and not just decisions, but it's being a disciple. And it's very different, isn't it, being a disciple of Jesus than just being a church attender. And we know that God has got so much more for us. So actually, in this process that we're looking at in this series, I'm excited because actually this is about us becoming a church that Jesus says that what the church should look like, that we should be those that make disciples, but that are disciples as well. So I'm excited this morning, and I'm going to talk about why discipleship is important. I'm going to touch upon accountability as well, why it's important to be accountable to God and why it's important to be accountable to others in this discipling relationship. Are you ready? And are you excited? Fantastic. Okay. Oh, well, somebody is. I don't know who's the woo-hoo-hoo, who's the whoop. There you go. Was it you that doing that? La, 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 la? I was like, oh no, okay, I heard that as well. I was like, wow, there's a touch of Africa here. Fantastic. Okay. In 1995, the oldest investment bank in England announced that it was seeking bankruptcy. It lost £862 million. When one of its traders went rogue. Does anybody remember that? Who was the? Nick Leeson, yeah. Nick Leeson. It was Barings Bank, yeah. So a year earlier, one of their chief traders, and he was in the Singapore office, started to, sorry, I'm struggling with my cold here, yeah. Started to put very big bets and started to trade huge amounts of money to obviously try to make more money. And there were some bad investments that were made, and he lost a lot of money. And then so he took another load of money to try and make up the money that I lost. Anyway, as it went on, and then there was an earthquake that hit Japan at the same time, which meant that the stock market crashed. And it all ended in Barings Bank being... or certainly suffering some major losses. I think actually they lost nearly £700 million. So how was it that that could happen? That a 28-year-old employee at that time could lose all of that money? And it turned out that actually it was down to a lack of accountability. That actually there should be safeguards and things put in place stop these kinds of things happening, but it didn't happen. So accountability, even in a world environment, is important, but accountability in a church situation, one to another, is vital. And accountability and being in a discipleship relationship is very different to meeting somebody on a fellowship level. It's who knows that fellowship is important? Yeah, it is. And we're told, aren't we, that actually that we're not to forsake meeting together, and that we are to have fellowship, and it's very, very important. That's where you build deep friendships and relationships, But well, fellowship is about building friendships and trust, making deep commitments that will, and connections that will last. But accountability and discipleship is about pressing in to those tough questions. It pushes into the real areas of life. And you can all look happy about that. Yeah. You know, it's something that's really important, actually, for us as leaders. Because if nobody's speaking into the leaders' lives, who is going to speak into our lives? Who actually are we accountable to? It's a very, very important question. And because we're not above the ability to sin, are we? I keep telling my wife that I'm perfect, but she doesn't believe me. We're not perfect. All of us need to be accountable. Every single person in the church needs to be accountable, and I need to be accountable. Ultimately, we're all accountable to God, but it's great to have those accountability, those discipleship relationships. So discipleship is really important. It's a wonderful thing that God's given to us, and it encourages challenging, probing discussions that maybe you wouldn't have if you were just sitting down, just having a friendly chat with somebody, just passing the time of day. But it isn't as scary as it sounds, okay? But it is important. Actually, I think that some people, when they think about bearing their all or being accountable to somebody, and you can only do that with somebody that you trust, that somehow people are going to be judgmental of their shortcomings. But you know what? And I'm sure you've experienced this. When you share what you're going through, the struggles, the difficulties that you're having, rather than actually people looking at you and being judgmental, do you know what? Actually, there's a respect that comes. Actually, that you have shared this issue or this thing or this difficulty with me, and I really respect you for that. It actually deepens friendship and fellowship when we have accountability and discipleship one with another. Does that make sense? I think that's one of the lies of the enemy. I can't share this because actually I'm the only person in the world that's ever had this problem or this issue or is struggling with this thing, and if I tell him, what on earth are they gonna think of me? But actually we need to find somebody that you can trust, that you respect their the advice that they're going to give, and then press in to those relationships. I'm saying about leaders, actually, if leaders, myself, the other elders, we don't have accountability and we have accountability together, actually that isn't just dangerous, but actually it's unbiblical. So we have accountability between ourselves as elders, but also I have accountability as well and disciple that relationship with other leaders within 412 as well. So no leader is just out there on their own, a rogue person just doing their own thing, that we're in mutual submission one to another. And that is very, very important. I want to grow as a believer, which I'm sure you do as well. Do you? Yeah. And that's only going to happen sometimes by people coming alongside us and saying, yes, well done, you've done great, let's walk together. And sometimes saying, actually, did you realize that there's this issue or this thing as well? So, but we need it, we really do. If we're serious about being disciples, because that's the thing, if we're serious about being disciples and growing, I think discipleship is about growing in God, not just being content with where we're at, who we are, our faith walk, but it's about growing. And I want to grow. I've been a Christian a long time, but it's so exciting because however long you're a Christian, there is still more that you can grow into, still more that you can discover about God, still a greater way to bring our lives in line with how we know God is calling us to live. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay, so you can go to the second slide. So I want to just look at a few points. Why do we need discipleship and accountability? Okay, so you can go to the next one. Do you know that we have an enemy? We have an enemy. Satan loves the children of God. He loves to make them, he doesn't love it. He loves, and I should finish that sentence. He loves to make us stumble. He loves to make us stumble. 1 Peter 5, it says, be careful, watch out for attacks from the devil, your great enemy. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for a victim to devour. Take a firm stand against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your Christian brothers and sisters all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering as you. Have you ever watched David Attenborough, and have you ever seen one of those programs where they are filming lions, and there's a big group of gazelle over here, and you see the lion coming? You all seen that? And actually, we watch our cat in the garden. He's just like a miniature version of a lion, you know, but he's actually attacking a fly rather than a gazelle or a giraffe. But there you go. I guess it's all in proportion. But what you see is that a lion doesn't just jump into a load of gazelle. What he does is that he scares them, and he looks. What is he looking for? He's looking for the weak one. Yeah, he's looking for the vulnerable one. And what he does, he scares, he spooks that they scatter, and then he's looking for maybe it's a young one, or maybe it's just a weak one. And then he picks that one off, and then that's the one that he goes for. The devil prowls around like a roaring lion. Satan loves to take out people. Lyle gave a word about, lies of the enemy, and we don't need to be held captive by those things. But the enemy loves to bring shame, to expose people, and he loves to make us as the church somehow less effective than actually we're called to be. And actually, discipleship and accountability is so important, because actually we don't become those weak people that the devil can pick us off. So the motto this morning is, don't be a lion's lunch. Okay? Don't be a lion's lunch. Don't be a weak one that somehow gets separated off, and so the enemy can go for you. Actually, being in a discipleship, accountable friendship relationship where you are really walking with somebody will be so that you actually become part, you remain in the group rather than actually being picked off. Does that make sense? It's important. We can stay together so that we can stand up to the devil's schemes. Okay, secondly, we need accountability in discipleship so people can see Jesus. So people can see Jesus through us. Okay, have you ever, and if you don't realize it, then we need to understand that whoever we are, whatever we're doing, people are watching how we live. As soon as you say you're a Christian, somebody is, they're watching. I remember when I was at work, and you'd say something, and then out of the blue, someone would say, well, you call yourself a Christian? I never thought I'd hear you say that. And you think, oh my goodness, I didn't actually think anybody was listening or watching. But actually, that's the reality, isn't it? As soon as we say that we are believers, that we're Christian, then people actually will look at us. And what we don't want to do is say one thing but live a different life. And I think accountability and discipleship helps us not to be hypocrites. Because actually, we don't want people to say, and there is a sense, isn't there, that the reason that we're all here is because we know that we're sinners, and we know that we let ourselves down, and we know that we let God down, and we know that we need healing. I mean, that's the reason why we became Christians, is because we recognized we needed a savior. So we know that we're not perfect. Yes? That's true. But what we don't want to do is live lives saying one thing where people can point the finger and just say, well, actually, you know, you're a hypocrite. You're saying one thing, but your life, the way you're living, the way you're speaking is completely different. Matthew 5 verse 16 says, let your light so shine before, I love this verse, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and not glorify you, but glorify God. Wow, what you're doing is amazing. You know, I see something in you that is so different to everybody else, and I see it's God that's in you. That's what is a wonderful thing when people have that reaction to us. And the next one, Ephesians 5, says, pay careful attention then to how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. You know, anybody at work? Anybody go to work? Yeah, anybody at college, anybody meet with other people? Okay, yes. You are as good as it gets as a representation of Jesus. Have you ever thought about that? You are as good as it gets if you're the only Christian in your workplace when people see you. This is it. You're living the dream. This is, wow. Melanie, I don't know why Melanie's laughing. It's because we work together. Okay. I'm watching her. She's watching me. Okay. But you may be the only Christian that that unsafe person ever meets. So be the best that you can. How do you do that? By not just saying, well, this is it and this is the package, but by pressing into God, allowing others to speak into your life, walking with others, because actually it's also doing something in us. I heard of a story of a Christian organization that were doing a anti-drug smoking and anti-alcohol concert, and they had the good idea of bringing some wrestlers in. I don't know why they would put wrestlers in, but anyway, bringing some professional wrestlers in to kind of spice things up. And during the interval, somebody walked backstage and they saw all the wrestlers smoking out the back. And they said, this is actually, you're presenting an anti-smoking, anti-drug campaign, yet actually what's happening out the back is they're in a fag. They're saying, actually, you are not doing what you say you are, if that makes sense. So the world is watching. We don't want to fail or fall. Discipleship and accountability helps us to help each other and catch each other and stop each other before actually we get into that place. Okay, next one. To remain in relationship with God. How good is our God? I mean, I don't know anything more wonderful than knowing Jesus. And there is nothing more life-changing than knowing him. And people say that I'm into this religion, or I'm into this interest, or I'm into this thing. But there is nothing that I've found or heard anybody say that has totally transformed anybody else's life other than following God. It is the most wonderful calling, isn't it, that each and every one of us have discovered. That's why we were out in the streets yesterday. We haven't just got a good message. We've got a life-saving message. We've got a message that's absolutely desperately needed by every person if they don't know Jesus, because they're going to spend an eternity without him. And eternity is a very, very, very long time. And it's wonderful to know that if we were to die right now, that we know that we would go to be with God in heaven, because we have that assurance, because we're trusting in what he did, not our own goodness or righteousness. And it's wonderful when we were up in Hull, we had some great conversations. Just trying to share this truth with people. But God is so full of grace. He's so full of compassion. He is so long-suffering. And why would we want to damage this relationship with this beautiful God? And I think sometimes, well, let's go to 1 Peter. I'm trying to get a verse that really summed up just the wonder of what it is to know God. And I guess we could have picked out many, many verses, but praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you. I think part of being a disciple of Jesus, being in an accountable relationship with somebody, walking with somebody, is actually that discipleship helps us to stay pure in our thoughts and our actions. And actually, we're working to actually maintain this relationship with this most amazing God. And I just want to, encourage you, let's not let it lapse. Let's not take God for granted. It's so easy to do that, isn't it? In the busyness of life. But actually, who he is so incredibly wonderful that actually we want to press into him, and discipleship can be part of allowing that to happen, that we don't let ourselves and our relationships go. Okay, next slide. why is accountability important? Because one day all of us are going to have to give an account for our lives. And I think in some ways we kind of know this as a concept, as a theory, but I don't think many of us really, and I think I don't really live thinking actually, okay, this is a serious issue that I need to really grapple with and be serious and let that actually play out in terms of how I live my life as well. But this is the reality is that one day every person is going to have to give an account to God for their lives, what they did, good and bad. And I think it's something that is good to acknowledge. Okay, Matthew 12, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will have to give an account for every careless word that they speak. You can smile, it's all right, but yeah, everyone's going, ooh, my goodness. I know. But actually, if we take these scriptures not as condemnation, but actually as, okay, I need to be careful with how I speak. I need to be careful in the language that I use. I need to actually not just let these be scriptures that I know that are out there, but let them really impact my life. So the next time I go to say something that's critical, I'm going to go and complain. And I think I told you about when I was in NatWest, and NatWest always have long queues. And I'm in there and I'm muttering and I'm complaining. And then God says, as I walked out, do everything without complaining. I was like, ah, sorry. But actually, it's good, isn't it? We're to be living with that. Okay, God, please just keep ministering to me. Please keep me open. Please keep me receptive. Please keep me soft to the words and the things that you're telling me, so we don't become hard. Ecclesiastes 4 says, for God will bring every act to judgment, including every hidden thing, whether good or evil. So discipleship accountability helps us to prepare for that day. God wants us to live holy lives that are set apart for him. Holy lives that are set apart for him, because we've got to give an account one day before God. Discipleship is important because it helps us to live lives that are holy, so that when we stand before God, we can say that we worked through the issues and that therefore we did things according to his standards, to his heart, to what he instructed us to do. Okay, and next, why is discipleship important? Because we encourage one another. We encourage believers. Galatians 6, verse 2 says, bear one another's burdens and there fulfill the law of Christ. We've said before, I think one of the main reasons that people don't want to share, or they when they think about discipleship and accountability, the blood starts to drain from their face. Is that often we don't want to share with others some of the challenges that we're facing, or a particular issue. And I think, you know, I'm sure if we were to ask around this room that there are people that are facing all different types of challenges. Some people facing issues of addiction, whatever that may be, where people, they need to work hard to keep themselves in that right place. And there are probably many men and women as well that struggle to live lives of purity because of stuff that's out there on the internet and just in the media. And it's a battle, isn't it? Everyone's gone really quiet now. I don't know what you're talking about. Come on, let's be real. It's a battle to live as God has told us how we should live. It's a battle. Yet we're in the battle. So we've got the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit to enable us, to help us stand. So I think understanding, supporting one another, understanding, standing with people to help them overcome. Because I know many Christians that have fallen away from God, or have just, they're not in church anymore. And that's heartbreaking. That's not God's plan for his church to be like that. And I think if real, genuine relationships, open, honest relationships, accountable relationships, friendship relationships, supportive relationships are built in the church, then there's less opportunity for that to happen. But you know, it takes guts, and it takes us to be really determined to actually, I'm going to find somebody that I can do and build life with. So discipleship is important. It's not about condemning one another or being critical, but helping people to overcome and grow stronger. Anybody want to grow stronger? I do. I want to grow stronger and develop and grow in God. And remember, those people that you're in a discipleship, accountable relationship, they're not perfect either. Those people have got their own issues and things that they're working through. There is no perfect person upon this earth. There was one, Jesus, who walked without sin, but is the only one that there has been. 1 Thessalonians says, Christ died for us so that we could live with him, whether we are alive or dead when he comes. That's why we must encourage and help each other, just as you are already doing. A Christian leader gave this description of what discipleship is. They said, it is a commitment to be consistently open, honest, and vulnerable concerning your potential and actual shortcomings and failures. It is worked out in an atmosphere of mutual love, trust, acceptance, and challenge toward the goal of being conformed to the image of Christ and finishing the race. Has anybody ever done any running? Any kind of like long-term? Ooh, Alistair's going for it. Gary, any like marathons, yeah? I've done my couch to 5K. Me and Danny did it a few years ago. That's about the longest I've ever run. And it was not pleasant at the beginning to see me staggering back, sweaty and red, you know, after running 300 yards. But you build up stamina. And but I'm told that when you're running a long race, that when you get to the end of the race and you're exhausted and you're tired, that one of the most encouraging things is the people in the crowd. Come on. And I think you were saying when you did one in Romania, didn't you? People were like, come on, you can do it. Don't give up. Keep on going. The end's in sight. And I think that's actually one of the aspects of being walking with somebody in a discipleship type relationship. It's not just a voice of challenge, but it's a voice of keep on going. Don't give up. You're almost there. You're breaking through. Keep running the race. Don't give up. Why? Because each of us need encouragement. A word of encouragement offered at the right moment can make a difference between making it to the end and collapsing in a heap. Encourage one another. Encouragement is a beautiful gift in the church. Something actually I don't think that we give enough credit and time for almost. Encouragement is a great gift in the church. If you're an encourager, you are a great gift to the church. Get with somebody, encourage them. But don't just let it be encouragement all the time if there are obviously glaring issues and difficulties that people need to be challenged with. Okay, I'm going to whiz through these. I've got 6 points, but I'm going to spend like 20 seconds on each one, so you can just all breathe a sigh of relief. Okay. Okay, my goodness, the person that's on the laptop is really going for it. They're getting them up there before I've even said it. Well done, Andrew. Right, we are on a roll. So what are the benefits of discipleship? Growth in our Christian walk. As we walk in an accountability relationship, as we walk with people, we're going to be strengthened. We're going to learn from one another. We're going to encourage each other. We're going to say, keep on going. Go for it. Don't give up. I think the result of that is going to be a strong church. Hopefully, it will be a strong church. You get another perspective from others. Okay, next. Deepening friendships. Discipleship and accountability is not just a surface relationship. Actually, you're getting into those issues that are under, maybe hidden, or things that we don't even, we're not discussing with other people. Find somebody that we can trust. And as you work out tough issues together, your relationship gets deeper. Next one, thank you, Andrew. Greater awareness. You know, us men think that we're very good at taking advice from our wives. I think the reality is, and I can see some of the wives saying, the reality is sometimes that those that are nearest to us are the ones that we don't want to hear it from. And so actually walking with somebody, walking in relationship with someone, this is a very, very biblical model. We're actually getting a perspective from somebody that actually we are willing to have somebody speak into our lives. Often we're blinded to a situation until somebody speaks. Okay, next. Okay, often our lives can be out of balance, and walking, one of the benefits of walking with somebody is that our lives come into balance. We can get too busy, we can stressed out with work situations or family things that are going off or that are happening. But walking with somebody who actually is outside of that can bring, they can actually, you need to spend more time with your kids. Or actually your marriage is failing because you're too busy, you're doing this thing. Actually, people that you can walk with can actually bring a balance to your life where maybe you can't see it because you're blinded to it. And we all know that a blind spot is a blind spot because we can't see it. Sometimes actually we need somebody to bring us into balance. Okay, next one, peace. You know, walking with somebody, there's a sense of peace and satisfaction, personal satisfaction, joy, in knowing that actually I'm walking with somebody, I'm working at this, I'm actually working to make sure that my life lives up to actually how a Christian should live. 1 John, is that in there? 1 John, oh, here he is, okay. And now, children, I say, stay with Christ, live deeply in Christ, then you'll be ready for him when he appears, ready to receive him with open arms, with no cause for red-faced guilt or lame excuses when he arrives. So we're actually working at actually refining those areas in our lives. And lastly, we have a support system. We're there for one another. Who's seen those giant redwood trees? Have you actually been there to see it, or have you actually? Pardon? And Lennersley, yeah, okay, yeah, I've been there as well. We haven't got to go to Canada, but apparently when you go to those forests, they're absolutely massive, those trees. But apparently their root system is very small. You know, normally they say that a tree's roots are as big as the canopy. I don't know if you've heard that, but apparently that, whether that's a myth or not. But apparently, redwood trees are very, very tall, but they have a very small root base. But the reason that they don't fall over is because they are densely, often densely populated together, or they grow close to one another. And their strength is not in the roots, but their strength actually is in the way that they grow up. I guess the ones that are out on their own, they just... they fall over. There you go. That's a lesson, isn't it? but the reason I'm saying it is that actually when we're in close relationship, walking with others, that is going to be a protection. You're not going to be that one that's out there that's going to be a lion's lunch or a tree that falls over because it catches the wind. But actually there is protection being closely together, growing together. So that really is what I wanted to share today. But so I'm going to just wrap it up. I want just to encourage you that discipleship, being accountable, is needed. It really is needed. I think the message that Richard gave us a few weeks ago was really critical for us as a church. And when I listened to his message, I thought, wow, this is really God speaking to us. And what, as I say, what I'm excited about is that actually this is going to change the nature and of and our identity, because actually Jesus said that we need to go and make disciples, and actually being disciples is part of that, not just being people that attend a church. Walking with someone, being accountable, being discipled can provide the type of support that is going to make people stand and not be those that are picked off. So, discipleship is not a dirty word. Have you got that? Yeah? Walking with others is a privilege. It's about cheering others on, saying, don't give up, you're going to make it to the end. It's not about pointing fingers and being critical. There may be times where people say, actually, can we talk about this, or I see this, but don't take it as criticism. Take it as actually God, the Holy Spirit, is working to refine me and to make me into the person that he wants me to be. And Andrew Stevens is going to do a session about how can we and practically speak into each other's lives as well. Because it's all very well saying that this is what we're going to do, but you think, well, how does that work? Okay. So, should we just stand together? And it will be good this morning. It'll be good this morning for us just to come to God and say, actually, God, I know that you've got a deeper walk, a greater walk, a more serious walk in my Christian life than I'm having at the moment, that I want to commit to being in relationship with others. I know that many of you have done that, and that's exciting. And if you haven't, can I just challenge you, find somebody in the church that you respect, that you respect their input, and find them out, ask them, I'd love to walk with you. Could you input into my life? And then foster that relationship with them. So maybe this morning we just want to respond, and maybe we could come, maybe all of us actually could come to the front, and as a sense of, okay, God, I'm responding to you today.